Well, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. It's always a joy to be able to share God's word, and got some folks here teaching face-to-face, so it makes it even more dynamic, that's for sure. The title of my teaching tonight is called Seek His Face. You know, over the years, I've attempted to develop the habit that when things come up, I offer to pray. Maybe you're like that. If someone is talking about a situation or a circumstance, I always try to remember to ask them if they would like to pray about it. I remember on a number of occasions, this year even, receiving calls from one of the local believers who, hearing of a personal situation that I was going through, or maybe I wasn't at fellowship, or maybe one of our people in our household, or whatever, wasn't at fellowship, called me and asked me, would I like to pray with them? And my answer has always been and always will be absolutely 100% yes. You know, prayer I call the gentle road to God's heart. It's the humble expression of the heart's cry that we are not big enough, strong enough, or smart enough to figure everything out on our own, and that we need God's help. Amen?
Amen.
More importantly than the help sought is the opportunity to see more of God's ways and to seek a greater understanding of the God to whom we pray. So it's not a self-seeking motive. I remember once someone saying, eventually we grow to the point where we're seeking the blessor more than we are the blessing. And when we get to that point, then, boy, we have gone up a notch, I think, in our spiritual maturity. And so I think my prayers for others are fruitless unless they're born from a heart of love for God and a desire to see the power of God and the grace of God as the answers come. Because, in fact, if we're praying for something and then all we do is pray for something and never see the benefit or the result of what we're praying for, then I guess a logical question becomes, what are you doing? Is it just become a religious activity that, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to pray for something, but I never see the result of what I'm praying for? That's not an encouragement to either you or to anyone else who's praying alongside of you. Now, Jeannie, bless her heart, has been very diligent about keeping up the prayer list and also the testimonies that go along with it, which has been wonderful. But tonight, I want to take a look a little bit deeper into the topic of prayer of the heart. And even though maybe we don't recognize Psalm 119 being presented as a record of prayer, there are included in it so many great examples that I believe truly express the cry of the heart. Because that's genuinely what prayer is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can imagine getting down on your knees and crying out before God to assist and come to your assistance to help, it is a cry of the heart. And so we'll only be going to one location in the Bible tonight, and that'll be Psalm 119. So I'll give you a moment to get there if you like to, and then I'm going to emphasize a few things that I have seen that I think are just so beautiful that David has expressed that he is really reaching out with his heart for God to teach him and help him with. And so maybe there are some lessons to be learned. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Does that sound like a prayer of the man's heart?
Yeah.
That my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a man, young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Here it is. O let me not wander from thy commandments. See, this is the heart of the cry of David before his God. You can see it written throughout all of this. Thy word have I hidden mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Then what? Teach me thy statutes. You can just see his cry. Lord God, teach me your word. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. You know, another great teaching in here is all of the I wills and I shalls and all of the positive declarations and confessions that David is making in light of the scripture. So Stephen DeGray, great psalm for spiritual vitamins, brother. Mm-hmm. And the rest of you who are still taking your spiritual vitamins every day, which I pray you are in whatever way you get them to yourself, okay? Boy, where were we? 15. I will meditate in thy precepts, have respects unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I can just see the heart of this man and his desire for God to be the one who's doing the instructing, the leading, the guiding, the helping. Verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all time. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes, number one. Two, verse 27, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Oh, boy. Take a deep breath, guys, because these are the words that are flowing from the heart of God as instructions, I think, still to us today, that we lean on so many other things for instruction and help and information, but truly we are inadequate in and of ourselves to figure it all out. And why try? Why waste the energy? I'm sure many of us could speak from experience. I certainly could. Verse 30, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of the commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline mine heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. You get it? I mean, I see it. It is just so big here. Crying out. And then I wanted to go to verse 140, where it says, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet I do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting." Here it is again. "Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me. Make me alive. Strengthen me according to thy judgment. They draw near that follow after mischief that are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are true. Concerning thy testimony, as I have known of old, that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I don't forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet I do not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness." Well, he keeps saying that over and over and over again, doesn't he? "Quicken me, O Lord. Quicken me. Help me. Thy word is true from the beginning," verse 160, "and every one of thy righteous judgments endures forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart, it stands in awe of thy word." Actually, verse 162, "I rejoice that thy word is one that findeth great spoil. I hate and I abhor lying, but thy law, I do love it. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." And verse 165, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hope for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word, and let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise, and when thou hast taught me thy statutes, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness." Verse 173, "Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments." You know, did these words, these cries of David's heart, just fulfill some type of religious obligation on his part? "Oh yeah, I said my prayers for the day. Now I can move on with what's really important to me." You know, so he can move forward with the more important things, the things of his life, his desires, his dreams. You know, I believe that, honestly, as we read from these various records and testimonies of the word, that David's life was the living proof of his desire to see God in every facet of his life. Did he make mistakes? Well, I think we know that David made some mistakes. But yet the word said that he repented from those mistakes and he became a man after God's own heart. None of us have not made mistakes. See? But we plead our cause through the intercessor of Jesus Christ, who ever liveth to make intercession for the saints, right? According to the will of God. His relationships, his money, his future, his children, his perspective, and his desire to grow in the things of God. David laid it all out there. I mean, at that one point, he said, you know, your word is greater than any riches I could ever get. And he had them. See? So is there a lesson to be learned here, and something that is so very evident in reading some of these verses about the cry of the heart of David? I think there surely is. So let's never forget to pray and open our hearts to the Father, our Father God. You know what? He's expressed the ultimate love for us by the gift of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who we have willingly made the master of our lives. We've relinquished our will, so to speak, our ego, our pride, our ways. We've enthroned Jesus as the Lord of our lives. And you know what? God has unconditionally ushered us into the throne room of grace, where even right now, even at this very moment, he awaits us. And he's patient. Uh-huh. Amen?
Amen. Thanks, Barney. That was great.
Looks like I got one more thing here.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I can see your mighty hand in the rising of the sun, in the chorus of creation when a new day has begun. For the wonder and variety of everything I see, and you gave withholding nothing, that you did it all for me. Your love has made me free. So I will seek your face, I will seek your face every night and day, my Lord. And I will seek your face, I will seek your face, I will sing your praises, my Lord. You say knock and you will answer, seek and you will find. But I'm not looking for favor, I'm not looking for a sign. I just want to know your voice, Lord, and fellowship so dear. Want to crawl into your open arms, whisper in your ear. My daddy, I am yours. So I will seek your face, I will seek your face every night and day, my every night. your presence, Lord, here in my life, where there's fullness of joy and peace evermore. Daddy, I'm yours. Daddy, I'm
Heavenly Father, thank you for helping us, Lord, ushering us into the throne room of your grace. But we bow before you at this moment, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we just don't even have words to really say it big enough, large enough. But I pray that you do hear the cries of our heart, Father, and that we, like David, make those opportunities available for you to teach us and to guide us and to lead us and to help us and to quicken us, Father, that we realize our own inadequacies and weaknesses and how we cry out for your strength in time of need, Father. So we pray for these wonderful words that we've shared from your word, the wonderful hearts of the believers who are listening, for the impact that our lives make, Father, as we pray and as we walk and as we herald forth the gospel, the good news of what your Son has accomplished, Father, that it may bring more people to you that you have called, and that this family is something that you have really foreseen for many, 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 many years. And thank you that we can be a little part of that process. Thank you, God, for the tenderness and the gentleness and the softness of our hearts. And you keep working with us, Father, in spite of ourselves. Huh? In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.